Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of Catherine of Siena, and from the United States we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled Expectations, and the reading is from the Gospel of John.
Many of his disciples said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing that his disciples murmured at it, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you that do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who those were that did not believe, and who it was that would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." After this, many of his disciples drew back and no longer walked with him. Jesus said to the 12, "Will you also go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." The hard saying that Jesus' disciples reacted to was his statement, "I am the living bread." They didn't expect that. It bothered them. Jesus' life was filled with the unexpected, and although we are not told how close these disciples were to him, we realize that if they followed him at all, they had to know of the astonishing actions he performed. Why did this statement bother them? "I am the living bread." Was it because Jesus' miracles, the healings of the blind and disabled, the distribution of the loaves and fishes, asked very little of many of the disciples, but following the one who said, "I am the living bread," asked a great deal? It asked them to accept Jesus into the way they lived, into who they were. When he saw their reluctance, Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you that do not believe." Was it a question of belief? How often when we ourselves say, "I don't believe that," don't we really mean, "I didn't expect that. It doesn't fit into my life as I choose to live it"? Jesus either fits into our lives or he doesn't. If he does, what must we expect of ourselves? Listen to our American media. One of the most essential expectations of our people is the right to own guns. Not guns for target shooting or hunting rabbits, but assault weapons only designed to kill people, many people. They expect them and demand them. So do many members of our government, who see no problem with bringing guns into the rooms of Congress or dispensing with the need for permits to carry guns. These are the legislators who saw January 6th as a friendly tourist gathering. One of them has even cheerfully suggested that America needs more guns. I do not believe that members of our American government are in favor of mass killing, but I wonder about what they do expect. Have they thought about how long the majority of gun worshippers will be satisfied with mere ownership of guns before they demand that right to own becomes right to use, right to kill? Can this be happening now? Doesn't each incident of mass killing in schools or other places where innocent people get together condition us to expect the next tragedy? Doesn't it affect what we expect tomorrow to bring? Does it normalize the killing? As Peter said when Jesus wondered about whether the 12 would also walk away from him, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." In a sense, wasn't Peter recalling the challenge of Deuteronomy, "Choose life"? Jesus was speaking to us as well as to his disciples when he said, "I am the living bread." Doesn't he also mean choose life? And isn't it time for all American citizens to demand that their congressional representatives legislate for life? Choose to control the use of guns? Otherwise, does anyone doubt that there will be more killing? What else can we expect?